AI is transforming industries, but the data centers powering it require more energy and water than ever. At the break, join Christoph Beck, chairman and CEO of Ecolab, for insights on using water effectively while safeguarding this critical resource for future generations.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Eli Lilly and AI drug discovery company Nimbus Therapeutics are partnering to develop an oral treatment for obesity and other metabolic diseases. Nimbus announced today it's eligible for upfront and near-term milestone payments totaling $55 million, as well as up to $1.3 billion in development, commercial, and sales milestones. The collaboration comes as pharmaceutical companies race to develop oral weight loss treatments following the success of GLP-1 medications. Meta has said it'll delay the rollout of its latest smart glasses model to countries outside the U.S. amid high demand from American customers and limited stock. The Meta Ray-Ban Display smart glasses were developed in partnership with eyewear group EssilorLuxottica and had been planned to be made available for sale in Canada, France, the U.K., and Italy early this year. The Meta Ray-Ban Display was launched in the U.S. last year. The device can be used to take photographs and stream content and includes AI features. And a Bill Gates-backed nuclear fusion company has teamed up with NVIDIA and Siemens to bring fusion a step closer to commercial reality. Commonwealth Fusion Systems is working with the tech giants to develop a virtual replica of CFS's nuclear fusion machine. Fusion engineers will use this so-called digital twin to run simulations and speed up the goal of producing fusion energy at a commercial scale. Fusion is the energy process that powers the sun by joining atoms together. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. Tune back tomorrow morning for another Quick Tech Update.
How are data center operators working to improve sustainability and water savings at every stage of the data center lifecycle? Here's Ecolab's Christoph Beck with some thoughts.
The Mac 7 or the Mac 4, the ones who are really so focused on high tech, are the most forward-looking. They have the means, they have the mindset, they have the passion for innovation, and they're really open to try new things as well, because everything is new with AI and with that technology as well. I think even if we're not where we wanted to be with that industry right now, we will be ahead in the next few years because innovation that's coming up right now is working much better than we thought. And it's really thinking in circular ways, being in a data center or in a microchip manufacturing plant.
Learn more about Ecolab at ecolab.com.
Custom content from WSJ is a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.